Do you see that it wasn't a veil over the face of Moses, but over the sight of the Jews? This wasn't done to hide the glory of Moses, but because the Jews couldn't see it. Their inability was the problem. It didn't cause Moses to lack anything, but them. He doesn't exactly say, when you give up the law, but implies it, saying, when you turn to the Lord, the veil is removed. Until the very end, he sticks to the historical account. When Moses spoke with the Jews, he kept his face covered, but when he turned to God, it was uncovered. This was a representation of what was come. When we turn to the Lord, we'll see the law's glory and the bare face of the lawgiver. In fact, we'll even be in the same rank as Moses. Do you see how he's inviting the Jew to the faith by demonstrating that by accepting grace, he not only gets to see Moses, but also to be at the same level as the lawgiver? Not only will you see the glory that you couldn't see then, but you will also be part of that glory. In fact, a greater glory that will make the other seem insignificant in comparison. How and in what way? Because when you've turned to the Lord and received grace, you will experience a glory which makes Moses's look insignificant in comparison. Nevertheless, small as it may be and greatly below the other, as long as you're a Jew, you won't experience it. But once you become a believer, you'll be able to behold something far greater. Speaking to the believers, he said that the glory had no glory, but here he doesn't say that. Instead, he says, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed, gradually leading him upwards, first placing him in Moses' rank, then letting him share in greater things. After seeing Moses in glory, you'll turn to God and experience an even greater glory.